for HKX.
4TMW. Good morning, Patrick.
Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Doing well over here, just about to hit the interstate.
Found an impending doom.
Yeah, I think we're ready. They just can't settle up the number.
Number 1 inch is too much.
Yeah, I think they're saying, what they said on the news this morning, said 4 to 8 and locally more.
Ain't no way of knowing how much we're going to get anyway. Really. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Right about that.
If everybody gets home from work.
Starts all on up in the night, is it?
5 o'clock up here.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be, not until like midnight, but sorry about that. Must be wrong.
And you're right.
Good day.
Put snow falling in that in rush hour traffic. Oh boy.
Be in a hurry to get home, right?
It'll turn to mush.
And your rock salt?
Not a bag.
Going slower than me? That's rare.
Mechanical problems.
Put that adaptive cruise and there's a box truck in front of him that's doing about the same speed. Meet your son for breakfast, KN4TFW.
He's wanting to move that to Wednesdays now.
Seems like as we get older, life just gets in the way, all the other stuff that you gotta do. And don't leave a lot of time for the stuff you want to do.
No matter what day it is to me, really. Just as long as I get to see him a little bit here and there.
I don't know that I've seen mine since Christmas. It's been minutes whenever he was supposed to come over. You know, you had storms and that, so. Now we'll see. Maybe next month.
Life does get in the way of a lot of stuff.
Makes you long for the simpler days.
All this technology.
Did I tell you about my internet service?
What about it?
The summer we got that service, fiber optic from a company called Lumis. Lumis apparently joined with T-Mobile, didn't tell anybody. And then, Susan got some emails, hey, your T-Mobile bill's ready, but, we only get 50 scam emails a day on her personal email. So she trashed them while they turned it off, and we had to go down there and realize that it's a T-Mobile account now instead of Lumis and got it reinitiated.
Love it when companies do that. And then you're supposed to just know automatically that they sold out and somebody else.
Sent an email from Lumis that said, hey, now we're going to be AT&T. Life would have been good, but it's like, damn, and it was, it was all a bunch of stuff. Man, Susan was hot, boy. Anybody that got in her way yesterday, the day before, man, she let them hold it.
Can't blame her. I can't tolerate, just stupid like that. Put that too much up here. We only got one provider.
TV, you got, three or four different kinds, and it's like, man, it just they all pretty much suck. Those Lumis, I can't really complain too much about it. I hadn't had any issues, but now that it's T-Mobile, we'll see.
I'm into changing my cell carrier. Verizon up here has just gone to pot.
Susan's thinking about switching over to the T-Mobile. We'll see. I've had Verizon for a long time, but I don't have any Wi-Fi out here at work. So, it used a lot of cell data. So, that's why I got all, limited.
I'm thinking about going to T-Mobile myself because they bought out U.S. Cellular, which Verizon and U.S. Cellular used to be to use the same towers. And now Verizon doesn't have those U.S. Cellular towers, and it's horrible up here in the mountains compared to what it used to be. But I don't know. I just hadn't made the switch yet. And I've been with Verizon getting close to 30 years.
Everybody a better deal than you, right?
Understood that, why you give new customers a better deal than your loyal customers.
He's in a hurry today.
But it wasn't. You passed him.
Big trucks, they're trying to get up north and get where they're going before the storm hits, I guess. Me and Dad, we left a construction job out in Panhandle in Texas, and it started freezing rain, got to Oklahoma City, and it started snowing. It snowed all the way from Oklahoma City all the way to Asheville.
Long trip.
3 hours to get back. It was always like 3 inches of snow on the interstate, you know, and it was about 35 is about the best you can do.
About that. It's bad weather like that, and you're doing a reasonable speed, 35, 40 mile an hour. People just blow by you and don't pay any attention to the weather going on.
Yeah. I just doing 35 in my little 68 model Rambler, and you know, somebody blow by you, you get up there a couple of miles and they'll be all.
They'll learn.
Up a command station this weekend.
So?
Saying it should be a really light snow. They're not really expecting any power outages.
Radio contact range with them over GMRS if they need me.
Rolling down to the gate. You miss at least have a safe weekend. I hope the weather ain't too bad up there for you, and I'll catch you maybe over the weekend on the radio. KN4TSW, 73.
Have a good day. Be careful. KO4HK, 73.